Hello?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm free.
All right, thank you. All right, so, let's see. All right, perfect. So, in which state do you currently live in?
California.
All right, thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live in?
Currently in the Central Valley, a little town by Fresno, Madera.
All right, so in Madera?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So out of all personal phone calls, do you get, like, most of them on your phone, most of them on, like, a house phone, or both of them equally?
Most of them through the phone.
Cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or candidate by for, like, any political office?
Say that one more time.
For sure. Are you or anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Not yet.
No? All right. So, just to ensure we have a representative sample, could we have the year you were born in, please?
2000.
Year 2000. All right. Thank you. So...
And what is this summary for?
Well, it is... If you mean, like, who it is for, it is for nobody, since we're an independent public opinion firm. But if you, like, what it is about, it's about politics. More specifically, it talks a little bit like presidential elections, about, like, congressional elections, assembly members, kind of things like that.
I've been looking at my candidate.
All right, cool. So what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Latino.
Latino, all right. And what is the last grade of school you have completed in school?
The last, like, my high education?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
College.
Would that be like a 2-year or a 4-year?
2-year.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I don't know. Never really kept up much with his candidacy, but
didn't really do much. All right, no worries. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Oh. I don't know.
All right, no worries. So if the elections for state assembly were being held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I'm not too sure yet.
All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some different people who are active in politics. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard, those are also categories. So the first one is Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
No opinion.
All right, thank you. So, which one of these following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would you say it's homelessness, taxes, crime and public safety, inflation, the cost of living, abortion, climate change?
Mortgage deception?
I'm sorry?
Like mortgage deception?
Mortgage? All right, so I guess that would be kind of like in the cost of living things, but I could also just add it if you would like. Like, do you mean like mortgage and house insurance, things like that?
Yeah. There was a representative in Oregon. I'm not sure if he's still active. Pretty sure he is, but he was House representative or he was part of Senate. But to make a long story short, Jeffrey Merkley.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McCarthy. It was one of these two, or maybe even both. But they had focus on specific ethnic groups like Latin Americans, Black Americans, things like that. And what they did is they helped, like, they realized that these, well, specific Latin Americans were producing a lot of work in these towns, but they realized that they were still in poverty. And it was because most of them had kids and things like that. He realized that he wanted to help them out. And, it's sort of a whole thing, but one of the things he talked about was just these ethnic groups and helping them flourish in the community. And he talked about, like, house mortgage deception, and talked about, cost of living, things like that.
All right, thank you.
Education as well.
All right, thank you. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all interested and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested.
All right, so a 10 then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If the elections for President were being held today, for who would you vote for?
You know, I'm not really too sure. I mean, I haven't done too much research, so I can't really say who.
All right, no worries. So if the elections for state assembly were being held today and the candidates were Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, for who would you vote for?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, like, definitely or probably?
Definitely. I love her. I remember I met her in person.
All right, thank you. So would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or on the wrong track?
Say it again.
Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction or on the wrong track?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction or is it going on the wrong track?
The economy, not society, huh? You know, I don't quite know.
All right, no worries.
Well, just looking at the stocks in general, I realize that a lot of companies have been tanking a lot. And that's because there's not a lot of, well, especially in the past year or two, that a lot of the companies have not had a lot of hot, like, supply and demand, like, requests. And so because the demand is not so high, it means that the prices has just gone up exponentially. And so just looking at it through the stock-wise, I would say the economy is probably not in the right direction because of the way things are through gas, pricing of food, just milk, things like that. It's just, I wouldn't say the best.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. So over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, has it decreased, or has it stayed about the same?
Stayed about the same.
All right. So have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
All right. So although you've never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for one?
Consider.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose in your campaign. And if you could tell me if, based on these statements, if they would make you more likely to support her for state assembly or less likely to support her for state assembly. So the first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Oh, okay.
Does this make you much more likely to support her or less likely?
It is an interesting topic. So, I mean, I definitely look into it.
All right. So would that be, like, maybe somewhat more likely to support her or much more likely? Or would it make no difference?
I'd be more likely to support her.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
All right. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Yeah, I support that.
Much so much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from cheating stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
I'll say that last part one more time.
For sure. So, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm sorry, you what?
Like without not allowing them to make trades within stocks that are like their own businesses or businesses that they align with, right?
So would you say this makes you less likely to support her or more likely to support her?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that, to be honest with you.
All right, no worries. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
That one too. I have an opinion on that.
All right. Joanna Garcia-Rose, a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Yeah.
Does this make you much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. Thank you. So based on those statements, for who would you want to vote for? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, the Republican?
I don't know. I still have to look into them.
All right, no worries.
They're both quite interesting.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And the same dynamic, if you could just tell me if this would make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference. If it makes no difference, this can be because, like, you just don't believe it to be true, or you're going to still, like, support her anywho, and those. So the first one is, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Okay. No opinion.
No opinion, so no difference?
No difference.
All right. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now people pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
No opinion. I couldn't say.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'd have to say no opinion. I couldn't really say. I don't really know.
All right, no worries. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Wow.
No difference?
Yeah, no difference.
All right.
Well, actually, no difference. It's just, I don't have an opinion on that because I don't know.
All right, thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
That would be awful.
So would that be much less likely then or somewhat less likely? Much less likely?
You could buy crutches in China for $9. Curious, much more.
All right. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
I'd have to look into that. I never heard.
All right. So would you say no difference then?
No difference.
All right, and last one. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even even some of Soria's personal expenses.
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
No difference.
No difference, all right. So based on those statements, for who would you vote for? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, the Republican?
I'm not too sure. I'll still have to look into it.
All right, no worries. So, based on how you're registered to vote, Are you registered to vote as a Democrat or Republican or like an independent?
I'm sure I'm independent, but I think my views are Democratic.
All right. But kind of like just how you're registered. Are you registered independent?
No, I think I'm registered as Democratic.
All right. So do you believe yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
You know, I'm not too sure. My views do be swayed because I'm very open-minded to certain ideas.
All right. So would you say not-so-strong Democrat then?
Maybe.
All right. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal. Well, I'm liberal-minded, but I'm conservative-living.
All right. So would that be moderate then? Or would you say you're
moderate.
Somewhat liberal?
I'm
moderate?
I'm more liberal than I am. I'm a moderate for sure, but likely more liberal than I am moderate.
All right. Thank you. So, on the issue about abortions, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice, but if I'm being honest, it'd be pro-life for me.
All right. So, what would you consider yourself to be then? Pro-choice or pro-life?
Here's the thing. Every circumstance is different. So, if it came to my family, my life, it is for me, it's pro-life, but if it's not my opinion to speak of, it's pro-choice.
All right, so I believe that would be pro-choice, because pro-choice is that even if you wouldn't necessarily get an abortion, you kind of like think it's okay if anybody else gets it, just like you personally wouldn't get one, but you respect if other people do.
I probably would still tell people not to. Regardless, but, you know, I'm not there to convince them and tell them what they can and can't do. It's like telling a kid don't eat tomatoes, only eat broccoli, or only eat broccoli, don't eat tomatoes. Like, the same thing. One's iron, the other one's something different.
All right. So would you say you're pro-life then?
Yeah, likely so.
All right. So some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So would you or would you not vote for a candidate, like, against them based only on their position on abortion?
No, not really.
All right.
Well, actually, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Roe versus Wade already got overturned, so... I don't know what to say about that. I'd have to critically think about that.
All right. Thank you. So, regardless of how you feel now, for who did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
You know, I actually didn't vote because I didn't like either candidate.
Didn't vote. All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too.